Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 12th goes to Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz. Rudy. I can admit that a lot of us weren't taking the coronavirus that serious. Not that I didn't think it was serious. I mean, when you see 115,000...
115,001.
Okay, now we're 115,001.
You're just going to cough at a time like this.
Right in front of you.
You're just going to cough at a time like this.
You're just going to cough at a time like this, Steven.
I'm choking on some bacon.
Jesus Christ.
Goodness gracious.
Just got some goddamn water, please. Jesus Christ. As I was saying, not that I didn't think it was serious. I just know when you see 115,000 coronavirus cases worldwide, now 115,001, and when you see 4,200 deaths, you have to take it serious. But we've also seen SARS, bird flu, swine flu, MERS, Ebola, Zika. Yeah, it just seems like we've seen this movie before. So it's like you feel a way, but you don't panic. And myself, I make jokes because I have learned in life that you have to love and laugh your way through things. So yes, I refer to the coronavirus as Corona Quimby. I grew up reading Beverly Cleary books, and if you grew up reading Beverly Cleary books, then you are aware of Ramona Quimby, and she was a pest. And that is exactly what it seems like the coronavirus is, a pest. So Corona Quimby it is, but it seems like that damn coronavirus is so much more than just a pest, all right? We don't know quite what it is yet, but if Italy is any indication of what can happen to a country, America doesn't want that problem, right? Like, we're a country that has about 900,000 hospital beds, so if we have a pandemic like coronavirus and people all over the country have to go to the hospital, it's a possibility we could run out of hospital beds and equipment and medical supplies. Because newsflash, people, it's not just folks with coronavirus who will be in these hospitals, okay? People are dealing with all kind of ailments, broken bones, other illnesses. There's so much stuff they're dealing with, and nobody will be able to get the care they deserve if there is a pandemic and the hospitals are all booked. So, yes, I understand why people are worried, okay? I even understand people who think it's a hoax. But the reason I would never just downright act like Corona Quimby is a hoax is because she seems like the type of person to let you know she's real. And that's exactly what happened to Rudy Gobert. See, Rudy was doing press and he made a point of touching all the microphones and recorders just to show that he wasn't fazed and to make light of the situation. In fact, he insisted the disease was nothing to worry about. Well, that Utah Jazz game and that Oklahoma City game was canceled, and the rest of the NBA season was canceled. Why? Why? Why were these things canceled? Well, let's go to KUTV CBS2 for the report, please.
7 o'clock, reports surfaced the Jazz star center Rudy Gobert was being tested for coronavirus, and then within 15 minutes, a report that he had tested positive. And at 7:30, the NBA suspended their season.
Why she broke that down like Jay-Z do it again? 7 a.m., he was at my house. 7:15, we was kicking him out. This is why you don't pull on Superman's cape, okay? You don't spit in the wind. And you damn sure don't, you know, play with something that's killed 4,200 people worldwide, okay? Something that's killed 4,200 people worldwide, you don't act like that's not real. Okay, if you knew a person in the street had killed 4,200 people, would you play with them?
Nope.
Would you act like that person was real, wasn't real? Would you insist that person was nothing to worry about? Okay, then treat Corona Quimby the same way. Now, yes, Rudy touched all the microphones after the press conference, and I know what you're thinking. He probably spread it to others, but according to the CBC, that's not the case. Let's go to KUTV CBS2 for the report, please.
This is video from a Monday press conference as Rudy was leaving. Watch as he touches all the mics there. This became an issue tonight on Twitter. Everybody talking about those mics in that press conference. We have checked, by the way, with CDC guidelines, and less than 2 seconds that he came in contact with those microphones is not close to what the CDC defines as prolonged exposure.
Jesus. So luckily he didn't spread it. Look, guys, here's the thing. I suggest loving and laughing through all situations, but I'm not going to play and make light of it when people are dying, when people are getting sick the way they are. We know it's real. We just don't know how real it is. Okay, well, sadly, maybe now, because of his arrogance, Rudy Gobert can let the rest of us know. Please give Rudy Gobert the biggest hee-haw. That coronavirus, boy.
Mm-hmm.
It showed Rudy what shutdown defense is. Huh. Listen, though, Law 6 and the 7 spiritual laws of success, okay? The law of detachment. I think we're at a point right now where we can't force solutions, okay? You just got to allow solutions to spontaneously emerge, and you have to accept uncertainty, okay? And just hope out of all this confusion, out of all of this chaos, we'll learn something from this, and a solution will come from all of this, okay? Because there's nothing we can do about what's going on right now. Nobody knows what this is, and there's no need to act like we know. So don't make light of it. Just lean into the uncertainty of it all. That's all we can do at this point.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.